Let me put in these things. The saying of your mouth are but a powerful wind. God himself perverts judgment, will the Almighty himself pervert righteousness? If your own sons have sinned against him, so that he lets them go into the hand of their revolt. If you yourself will look for God, and if of the Almighty you will implore favor, if you are pure and upright, by now he would awake for you, and he will certainly restore your righteous abiding place. Also, your beginning may have proved to be a small thing, but your own and afterward would grow very great. Indeed, ask please of the former generations, and direct your attention to the things searched out by their fathers. For we were only yesterday, and we know nothing. Our days on earth are our shadow. Will not they themselves instruct you, tell you, and from their heart will they not bring forth words? Will a papyrus plant grow tall without a swampy place? Will a reed grow big without water? While it is yet in its bud, not plucked off, even ahead of all other grass, it will dry up. Thus are the pathways of all those forgetting God, and the very hope of an apostate will perish. Whose confidence is cut off? Whose trust is a spider's house? He will lean upon his house, but it will not keep standing. He will take hold of it, but it will not last. He is full of sap before the sun, and in his garden, his own twig goes forth. In a stone heap, his roots become interwoven. A house of stones he beholds. If one swallows him up from his place, it will also certainly deny him, saying, "I have not seen you." Look, that is the dissolving of his way, and from the dust of springs, from the dust others spring up. Look, God himself will not reject anyone blameless, neither will he take hold of the hand of the evildoers, until he fills your mouth with laughter, and your lips with joyful shouting. The very ones hating you will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked ones